A federal appeals court today dismissed a lawsuit against the Democratic National Committee, or DNC, over the party's decision to strip Florida of its delegates to the National Convention. But the decision by the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta gives the challengers an opening to revisit the lawsuit and carry on the legal challenge. Tampa Democratic Party activist Victor DeMaio filed the lawsuit last year, accusing the party of disenfranchising Florida's Democratic voters by barring them from having their say in choosing their party's nominee. The DNC argued the party has the right to set its own rules and not seat delegates who refuse to follow them. WMNF spoke with DeMaio's attorney, Michael Steinberg.
We received a decision from the United States Court of Appeals affirming the decision of the district court dismissing DeMaio's complaint for lack of standing. What that means is that he did not plead that he was harmed at the time that he had filed, specifically, you know, that he hadn't yet voted yet, so it was premature. They said it was error for the judge to dismiss the case with prejudice, and they remanded the case with instructions to the district court to amend the judgment to dismiss the case without prejudice, which would mean we have a right to either file an amended complaint alleging standing or to file a new complaint alleging standing. And at that time, the court could address the substantive part of the case, which is whether there was violation of the 14th Amendment rights. So basically, it was a kind of a partial victory. We did get the remand, and that's what we were looking for.
And so what do you think the next step will be?
Next step is to file an amended complaint. And since the election already happened, we obviously would have standing, and we would be able to properly allege standing. Then the district court would enter a ruling. I would expect the ruling to be the same on the substantive issues. So then it would go back to the 11th Circuit. Then the 11th Circuit would rule on the merits of the case. I think they would take jurisdiction again because the very first part of the decision says the appeal raises a number of interesting and potentially significant questions concerning the impact of the Equal Protection Clause on an individual's right to vote in a primary election. And so right off the bat, they're saying that it's an interesting and significant case. So that would indicate to me that they're going to take the case back once we properly allege standing.
How do you think that this will ultimately turn out?
I think that we're going to go back to the 11th Circuit. Now, a hint of how they're going to rule is contained in the second to the last, actually the last page of the order, where it says if Mr. DeMaio were to file a new complaint, he might consider the issues presented in the case of Democratic Party versus Wisconsin and Cousins versus Wagoda. So they're hinting that they probably would affirm the decision of a district court finding that there was no violation of the 14th Amendment. So we probably are going to end up eventually before the Supreme Court. It may take a little bit longer than what we would have preferred, but we're going to try to get this thing rushed so that we get a decision before the convention in August.
And ultimately, do you think that the Florida's delegates will be seated?
I don't know. It's up to the Supreme Court. I think that there's probably a 50-50 chance.